Hello, guys and gals, me, Mudahar, and in this saga of mass surveillance, I know I've been talking about it a lot, but it seems like things are ramping up even faster than I expected. Ladies and gentlemen, Apple decides that they're going to usher in the world of age verification. Yeah, literally baked right into your cell phones. Now, I'm going to be completely real with you, regardless of if you're an Apple user or, you know, an Android user, right? Like, depending on which operating system you have, you're all pretty much screwed, okay? Literally, the best way to handle this, and I'm not even joking with you, is probably go back to the days of dumb phone N-gauges, okay? Like, where this kind of crap never existed. Anyways, though, I don't have this stuff sitting on my desk for no reason. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the message that it seems people in the United Kingdom are getting. Confirm you're 18 to update your restrictions. We're at a point where downloading an application off of the App Store might require you to confirm your identity. Now, before we go into this, I just want to say this might actually be probably the best of the dog shit that we're getting, okay? Now, I'm not a fan of any of this. I think you all know this. But I'm at a point where I'm looking at probably the somewhat best implementation. So the way that this works is Apple says they're going to use information about your payment methods or actually see how long you have an Apple account to confirm you're an adult. Now, if you're somebody like me, you probably made your Apple account back in like the 2010s, you know, late 2000s. And if you're that old, like if your account is that old, Apple's probably going to say, yeah, this guy's probably 18 years of age. Like if your account is 18, you're 18. And that's a normal way to look at it, right? But of course, this is the way that Apple's gonna do it. Use a credit card to confirm you're an adult. So basically, you take your credit card out, you put it in front of the screen, Apple looks at your credit card and says, whoa, you're over 18. Now, why is a credit card a good method? Because the credit card, no matter where you live, from my understanding, you gotta be over the age of 18 to get one. You might be like, but what about minors? They have access to credit cards. Only if they're connected through their mommy and daddy's bank account, from my understanding at least in Canada, a minor cannot sign a credit card contract. And that's a good thing, okay? Credit card companies are fucking terrible. If you use a credit card, use it like a debit card. Don't fall into credit card debt. Of course, obviously everyone can't control that. And this is not me doing the credit cards or predatory rant, okay? I'm just giving you my honest opinion on this. But yeah, using your credit card to verify your age, actually not a bad idea. You know, to be fair with you, even Steam does this. It's basically the bare minimum you can do to actually get there. Now, what is the problem with the credit card method that can easily be identified by you? Well, if you pay attention, mommy and daddy's credit card usually gets given to little kids to buy things like V-Bucks. Now, again, this is not proper age verification, because if this was age verification, they would probably be needing identification cards or something. And here's the problem with all of these fucking laws. They are so easily circumvented. Remember, literally months ago when the UK was like, you can't watch, you know, anything on the internet that's naughty without an ID. You know what people did? They went to the fucking VPNs. VPNs shot up in searches like literally by 1,000%. Because everyone was like, wait a minute, this sucks. Let me use a VPN. And then the politicians were like, oh God, no, get rid of the VPNs. Let's try banning it. Let's try putting age gates behind it. So now that we've got Apple coming over here basically complying, and to give you an idea, much like the Discord situation that I was looking at, this is a problem that everyone is going to face. It's actually ramping up, and this is why. So Apple decides that basically in all these countries, they're kind of forced to, right? So for instance, in places like Australia, Singapore, and Brazil, they're going to block users from downloading applications rated 18+. So that could even be like games that have, I guess, violence to them, right? That could be really anything. I mean, it could honestly be any kind of application you can imagine. Really any app that lets you communicate with somebody else, probably thrown 18+. The App Store will perform this automatically. However, developers have separate obligations to independently confirm that their users are adults. So they've got things like the Declared Age Range API. But of course, down over here too, they've also got situations where if a game has something like a loot box, for instance in Brazil, then you're gonna have to do age verification because some countries rightfully consider that shit to be actual gambling, and you gotta be an adult if you want to fucking gamble. So Utah and Louisiana, which is interesting that they listed these states right over here. There are certain states in the U.S. that have pushed more age verifications, and some states that haven't done it yet, and some states that are currently in the process. So this whole situation is evolving very rapidly, very fast, and, you know, it started off with people wondering, well, it's happening in the U.K., who gives a shit? The thing is, you lost the war on that front, and unfortunately, everyone loses the war internationally. That's why I talk about this, regardless of where you live, okay? Being a Canadian person myself, there's a lot of bullshit laws in the United States tech sphere that get passed, or in the UK, that you would think probably wouldn't affect you because you live on the other side of the ocean or whatever. But they do, because it happens in one big country. These guys, these big tech companies, they're just going to do blanket age verification, blanket ID grabs, because that's the world we live in. They're getting forced from every angle. So unfortunately, the politicians that govern us, unfortunately, don't really have to be subject to this kind of crap, or really subject themselves. This is mostly for the common person that never wanted this to begin with. Now, to give you an idea, obviously, I think this is better because, hey, using a credit card immediately, you're not really attaching your ID to it. Now, to give you a quick understanding, when you make an Apple account, you can just put your first last name. You don't even have to attach things like a credit card to begin with. In some cases, depending on what Apple product you buy, you don't even need to make an Apple account to begin. Now, you need to make the Apple account, and now you need to verify it with a credit card, or you can delay it till later. But there's unfortunately no real point in delaying it, okay? If you want to get access to actual basic functionality, then you're gonna have to provide that information. Now again, the credit card stuff is good, okay? It's like a great stopgap. But like the VPN shit that I talked about earlier, bro, the politicians are just gonna look at it and say, okay, kids are using their parents' credit cards to circumvent this bullshit. Let's start getting IDs. This is all stuff that the more circumventions we dig up, the more these fucking scumbag, sleazy politicians. Some of these politicians have even been on famous islands, by the way, where terrible things have happened. They're the ones pushing for this kind of crap, and they will not stop until, again, the age of mass surveillance is totally fucking complete. You should resist this at this point in time. I don't like any of this, and the reason I don't like any of this is because I know exactly where it leads. Now, of course, you might be like, well, it's great. I don't use a fucking iPhone. I use Android. And unfortunately, even for things like Android, it's not really pretty. Remember months ago, we looked at Android where out of nowhere, Google was like, wait a minute, all that extra functionality of you installing applications, like sideloading it into your device, yeah, let's ramp that down a little bit. And their reasoning for that was because people were getting scammed. They were basically going to turn people's Android phones into Fisher-Price devices, which again, is not the reason you buy an Android phone. Android phones are built for the express purpose of being not just direct competitors to Apple, but also giving you a lot more functionality and freedom with your device. There's literally, if you care about being a power user, always buy an Android, okay? Apple phones are fine until you actually want to do something outside of what Apple deems is okay. Want to run an emulator that actually requires things like just-in-time compilation? Gotta go through a fucking million hoops for this. Install an APK. Anyways, though, when it comes to Android, even for the developers, and this is something that you might not know of, Google kind of loosened this, but ultimately, at the end of the day, according to Google, developers that want to create an account and distribute applications outside the actual framework that Google provides apparently have to sign a $25 registration fee, complete an identity verification process, which involves submitting a valid government-issued ID, such as a passport or driver's license. Now, here's the issue with that. Imagine if you make privacy-focused applications or something, and you distribute them on the Android storefront or a third-party storefront. If you have to provide your ID and you made something sensitive, imagine a government being able to subpoena that developer's, like, identification and doing God knows what with it. That is one of those things you have to think of. It's not something you should tolerate, okay? Imagine in a normal world, if you were just using Microsoft Windows and you were distributing an .exe file for people to download, but the only way that Microsoft would really like let you do that is if you provided them your actual identification. It would be insanity. Nobody would be okay with that. But that's the world these scumbags are trying to fucking normalize. And the fact that it's happening on cell phones, which
most people have cell phones. Some people don't even have like a laptop or a desktop at this point, but most people definitely have access to a cell phone, and that's the market they want to hit first. They want to restrict every form of freedom that you have on these devices, unless, of course, you verify exactly who you are. Now, of course, Google says that there's like some third-party flow that you can like install applications. They'll just ask you 10 times if you want to. I have yet to see this, but the change I don't appreciate at all. And of course, even for that front, it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to get a phone that is de-Googled? There's plenty of options that exist. Chinese phones that you can buy and install de-Googled Android operating systems. But at this point, we're playing whack-a-mole and we're just trying to avoid the poison until it actually becomes, unfortunately, unavoidable. That's really the scary part of the story. You know, at least when it comes to iPhones and Android devices, I feel like a lot of these politicians want to push a world where, you know, people not only have to verify themselves, but it's going to get to a point where we have to basically download only the approved applications that exist around us, right? At least when it comes to the Google side, and even Apple, when you can sideload stuff in certain areas like the EU, it's still not perfect. There's a lot of actual friction involved with giving up your actual identity when all people are doing are just downloading applications and installing them on their devices. I think we should live in a world where you should be allowed to download whatever you want, install it on the devices you pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in some cases for. And look, I get it, protecting children and everything is really important and whatnot, but what is the end goal for these organizations? What is the end goal for the government? Is the end goal just having our actual like identification put inside a database that can be used in an incredibly disturbing mass surveillance mechanism to watch exactly what we download and what we interact with? I think that's a very important like thing to worry about. I don't like the way the world is headed. And that's why I spend my time on my channel educating you guys and talking about this situation. Look, when it comes to iPhones, I didn't joke. I think for now, the credit card method is probably the best method that you have. But it's a method with an obvious loophole, right? The obvious loophole being that children who these people are trying to protect easily can just get their parents' credit card. And even in some cases, when you go to the actual driver's license, they can just grab their IDs. It sounds good on paper because when you think about it, right, having Apple be the person that verifies your age and then being, you would imagine that if you were to download any application or go to any website, Apple could actually use something built into their operating system and just say on, you know, their behalf, you know, yes or no, this person is an adult. That sounds really good on paper. But because of how easy the current method is to exploit, you can only really give it reasonably 6 months before the politicians come back to the table and just tighten up restrictions. And when they tighten up restrictions, a lot of these tech companies can't do anything but legally comply. Like, what are you going to do? Comply or exit an entire market? That's just not feasible. I think we're at a point, too, when it comes to even verifying ourselves. You know, at least Apple has it somewhat right. Like, from what I understand, when Apple does scan your face through Face ID, a lot of that stuff, all that information stays locally on your device. You know, a few days ago, we talked about age verification baked into our operating systems. And this is basically what the government wants to push. This is exactly what they had in mind. And it sounds good on paper when everything is at least locally processed on the device. But what happens when Apple now has to start taking people's identifications because the credit cards aren't enough? What happens when you actually do need to use a third-party service and verify your face? It's not something that even Apple would enjoy, but when you get so large, when you become the big tech company, you have to basically bend over and take it. And when the big tech company bends over and takes it, so do we. I think we're at a point, too, where, like, I'm not even joking, self-hosting, buying third-party devices that you install your own operating systems on, getting things like Linux where it's almost virtually impossible for these organizations and governments to push age verification into the OS because nobody's going to download a Linux distribution that requires you to verify your identity when so many great alternatives will always exist. That is the world we're in. These guys are, you know, it's crazy. When we made computers and the internet, we unleashed a crazy technology and allowed people to communicate with each other in the flash of seconds. And now, all of a sudden, literally decades later, the people, the old farts that govern us, suddenly want to take away this technology and start issuing mass surveillance all within a matter of like months, if not just a few years. It's a wild world, man. But yeah, Apple's pushing global age verification. This is where we're at. Google, at least when it comes to its development schemes, is pushing age verification. And who knows how long it will take before Google pushes the exact same thing Apple is doing onto their app store as well. Which is, by the way, where most people get their applications from. How long until eventually this kind of stuff is also baked key into Android as well? It's a wild world, man. But yeah, hopefully you guys learned something. And honestly, hopefully a lot of you guys wake up. The only way to fight back against this is to call your fucking politician, yell their ear off. I'm not even joking. Yell their ear off, write your angry emails, and make your voice heard. Because if you don't fight for this right now, in the next 6 months to 12 months, literally before even GTA 6 drops, I'm not even memeing on that one, the world and the internet that we use is going to look substantially different than what it was just a few years ago. It's insane how far we've gotten, and it's insane how people just kind of let this go on. Don't fight back. Wake up. Rise. I am out.